You mentioned that you were able to get down into the caves. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
It was the summer of 2002. I was doing an archaeological excavation on a house on Cherokee Street, I think. It was with St. Louis Archaeological Institute, I believe, and we were seeing if there was an entrance, if there was a cave entrance at the house that would let slaves go, you know, into Illinois. We didn't find it, but luckily my leader, Chip, he knew someone who had access to the caves somewhere around here, and one summer day we got up and we came out here, and we walked through a warehouse. I don't remember where it was, but we walked through a warehouse and went down a spiral staircase and ended up in the caves. And it was incredible. There was the pool, like what's left of it. It was pretty, it was not, you know, demolished, but it had gone through some hard times. And the ballroom was down there. And I remember there was still like light fixture, like what's left of the light fixtures and stuff. And yeah, and then actually a couple of months after that, I saw a documentary on PBS, and they were down there. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've totally been there. You know, I totally have seen all of that. And everyone's like, oh, how'd you do that? And I was like, I think it was pretty much like a one time. Like it was not an open invitation. Like if you want to go down there, but yeah, it was awesome.
And so you've done book reports on the Lamp Mansion before?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I came here. I think I was like probably 10, and I came, and my grandma and I took pictures in all of the rooms, and I did a whole report, and my classmates thought I was crazy because I was 10 years old talking about people committing suicide. But I've always been fascinated, and actually my fiancé just proposed to me here at the mansion in December. So I have kind of like a whole, you know, whole relation to the Limp, even though I bought all the books. I watch all of the programs. I'm fascinated in it all. And getting to go down in the caves was really a once in a lifetime opportunity because it was very much like okay, this is special. Go.
And you see the opportunity.
Right. I definitely took it and I was thrilled.